Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is breaking the spiral of silence around the country. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. And Matt, Liberty Counsel has been involved in our Pastors and Patriots Initiative, where we've been meeting with pastors on a regular daily basis around the country, specifically in certain states between now and November. And we also are sending out a DVD that I did regarding silence is not an option to pastors, and we're wanting pastors to replace the muzzle that seculars want to put on them in exchange for a megaphone, to let them know that they can speak about biblical issues and that they can get engaged in the process of civic body politics in a way that doesn't jeopardize their tax-exempt status. So we recently sent out a DVD, over 35,000 copies of a DVD to two states, Florida and Texas. We're going to be expanding that to other states. In all, we're sending out about 150,000 DVDs between now and November.
Well, Matt, you know the old adage, knowledge is power. We are providing knowledge to pastors around the nation relative to what they can and can't say from the pulpit regarding these transcendent moral issues. And really, there is very little, if anything, that they cannot say from the pulpit. Propaganda, Matt, the left, the secularist left, uses it for a reason. There has been a decades-old disinformation campaign, this notion of separation of church and state. The left has used it as a hammer to intimidate pastors into compliance, into silence, essentially. They don't care if you have your little church as long as you sit back there in your own little enclave and don't say or do anything that actually concerns society in our larger culture. That's fine. What they want to do is silence pastors so that they cannot actually carry out the Great Commission, so they can't spread the truth of Jesus Christ, the gospel, and all of the accompanying moral values that are associated with the word of truth, the Holy Scriptures.
Well, you know, we certainly have a real need to wake up pastors to their obligation to be watchmen on the wall. If you look back at the American Revolution and historically throughout our history, pastors were very involved in their daily lives. The Bible spoke to them in their daily lives. In fact, it's interesting, even recently in the Dutch Netherlands, there's an organization that has been putting out scripture verses, and they weren't saying where they came from. These scripture verses would be put out in a contemporaneous time frame of certain social issues or other issues that they were facing, and they would put out a little gem of wisdom. People started reading those, and it was like, wow, those are really amazing sayings. That really says it exactly the way it should be. Where does that come from? They really did this, and they didn't know it was the scriptures. And as the interest started to develop, they began to reveal, these are from the scriptures. If you want to know where it came from, it comes from, and here would be the citation. Well, guess what happened? The Bible became, and this is just in recent history, I'm talking about in recent times, the Bible became the number one best-selling book in that place, in a very unchurched area, because they began to realize that the Bible has a lot of things to say about our modern existence, our daily existence. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, the scripture says. Mm-hmm. So what we experience today, we may have different technology, but it's the same kind of human passions and weaknesses that we've had throughout history. And nothing is new under the sun. The Bible has a universal, timeless message for all generations. And so the founders and the pastors at that time, they were steeped in the Bible, as were the founders. And so they saw how the Bible spoke to everyday life. It was obvious and very natural for pastors to get up and speak about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and at the same time speak about how it applies, or how something from the scriptures applies to an event that just happened or just will be about to happen, because it was a natural to them. Today we've bifurcated spiritual things from the secular environment. That's so foreign. Pastors were the fuel, the sermons of pastors were the fuel of the American Revolution. If you wanted to find some of the founders, in fact, when Paul Revere rode the ride he did, and he wanted to warn people that the British were coming, there were two of our founders that were the targets of the British. They wanted to kill him and take him out. Well, when he went to the destination, he knew where to find him. Where did he find him? Well, he went to the home of Pastor Jonas, because obviously that's where these people would be. And there they were. Now pastors have become intimidated. They haven't seen the integration of the Scriptures with our daily life. And that's what this is all about, trying to get pastors to reclaim that calling and reinvigorate the voice.
You know, man, I'm going to take a second here and admonish pastors who may be listening right now, you know, to sit on the Word of God, to hold that, to have that knowledge, that truth, the Word of life, the Word of truth, and to not share it is no different than if you were in a nation or a village of starving people. That is like hoarding food with people starving all around you. And now there are people who are going to read the Scriptures who have a hardened heart, and as Scriptures say, it's foolishness to them. They literally cannot comprehend it. It's spiritually discerned. They cannot comprehend it. But people who have a willingness with eyes to see and ears to hear. You mentioned, you know, these little words of wisdom, these morsels of wisdom that were people were reading and saying, where'd that come from? If people have a willingness, I call it the spiritual equivalent. I remember when it happened to me, when I first started reading the Scriptures with an open mind and an open heart, and I call it the spiritual equivalent of yawning and having your ears pop. That's the effect it has. When that truth becomes revealed in your heart, and it's like you've opened your eyes for the first time. And so it's incumbent upon pastors to share those morsels of truth in a culture that is starving to death.
You know, here's an example of a problem we have with some pastors. This is Tullian Chavijan, who is the grandson of Billy Graham. An article in Christianity Today, it's entitled, Evangelicals Hurt by Their Association with the Religious Right. Now, I understand that we should not be captured by a political party, but here's a quote from him. He says, I have lots of opinions on just about anything. I basically almost refuse to make any kind of public commentary on anything other than the gospel from the pulpit. Well, that's the problem. You know, the fact of the matter is that the gospel contains the Scriptures. The Scriptures speak about life. You can't have an event that happens in your community, in your nation during the week, and then you come to church on Sunday and the pastor pretends like nothing ever happened. The people are not getting fed. You know, in this particular situation, Dr. Kennedy was someone who integrated the gospel with activism. In fact, I was up in Washington, D.C. for the Celebrate America. I heard probably one of the best sermons I've ever heard, where the pastor there integrated the gospel of Jesus Christ with how pastors ought to be vocal and involved and true to their calling, and how people ought to be involved as well. It was an amazing message. We're trying to activate pastors. Go to pastorsandchurches.org or whowillstandrally.com. That's pastorsandchurches.org or whowillstandrally.com. Both of them go to the same place. Liberty Council has launched the Pastors and Patriots Initiative. We're meeting around the country with pastors daily. We have a full team that goes out and does this. It's an hour and a half meeting with pastors. And now we're also moving into the Who Will Stand Rally at churches all over the country. And we're doing that daily as well. We have a full team. It's a five-screen multimedia presentation. I'm on there. David Barton, Governor Mike Huckabee, and others are there. For more information about Pastors and Patriots, how you can get involved in getting this information out or having a rally, go to pastorsandpatriots.org or whowillstandrally.com. It is time for not only pastors, but for the church to be the church and to wake up. It is time in our history to stand. We cannot continue to condemn Nazi Germany if we're silent about the atrocity of abortion in this country. We've got to speak up, just like Christians should have spoke up back then and spoke up against the atrocities of Hitler and the Nazi regime. God will hold us accountable. Voting is not a political act. It's a prophetic witness to the community. As you act and believe on Sunday, you ought to do on Monday, Tuesday, and so forth. Go to pastorsandchurches.org or whowillstandrally.com and find out how you can be involved in having your pastor learn information about what to do, how they can do it. You can order the Silence is Not an Option DVD. Find out more about the rally. You can also have a Salt and Light ministry in your church. Visit lc.org or call us 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.